Anyway, so I am Sean Shillington. This is Marshall Gandy. We are going to talk a little bit today about crowdfunding and try to give you kind of an overview of what's going on with regulations right now. Crowdfunding does get a fair amount of press, and I think there is a lot of misconception out there about what it really is. A good example of that is Kickstarter, one of the more popular crowdfunding platforms, I would say. People go on Kickstarter with any kind of project you might imagine, from somebody who wants to make jeans or wants to come up with develop some product, and then they'll go on Kickstarter, get people to fund them. People, you know, everybody puts in some specified amount of money. In exchange for that amount of money, you get a T-shirt or a poster or some kind of a product. And so you're not buying securities. And so obviously we have somebody from the SEC up here. What we're talking about today is selling securities. On Kickstarter, you're not buying securities. That is crowdfunding, but it's reward-based crowdfunding. There was a lot of press not too long ago about a company called Oculus Rift that did they raised about $2.5 million on Kickstarter. People went in and bought these virtual reality headsets that Oculus Rift was making. Oculus Rift ends up getting sold to Facebook several years later for about $2 billion. A lot of the people that funded the Kickstarter said, hey, you know, where's my cut of that $2 billion? Their cut was zero because they didn't have any equity in Oculus Rift. What they had was this reward, which was the headset that they bought. They're not buying securities. It's not you're not getting a return.